from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, July 19th, 2021. Barb, welcome again. Welcome back to today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
I'm kind of excited to share you with more of our radio listening family because, I don't know, a year and a half ago, we had you on to talk about how God was leading you to become the new director of Living Well United out of Leroy. But at the time, so many of our great new Bloomington and Springfield and Lincoln and Carlinville and Whitehall and Beardstown and Macomb and many of these new communities that we're reaching with this good news message are probably unfamiliar with the great work that you're doing. So I thought, let's have you back for a couple different reasons to celebrate what God has done over this last year with pouring into you. And that's why we began with this verse. It seems like he's been pouring so much into you and Living Well United that now you're helping others. And then also an update on a special friend raiser that you're going to be hosting at the end of the month, a week from this Saturday. So we have a few different things to talk about, but to set up this program and to honor our seniors and to love on them, which is what you and your staff do very well at Living Well United in Leroy, I have a song by Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. It's titled The Best Years of My Life. It's kind of like a love song, something that might be played at a wedding, but it kind of fits with the love that you and your staff extend to all the seniors. And I think it's kind of a fun golden oldie that maybe some of our seniors haven't heard for 30, 40, 50 years. So here's The Best Years of My Life by Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Thank you for sharing the best years of my life.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife. And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through.
Eternally, I'm grateful
that God blessed me with you. As the years have passed away, it seems like yesterday, the love I had for you back then would never fade away. And all the time and memories of life that seemed so dear could not replace the way I feel just knowing you are near.
Thank you for sharing the best years.
Thank you for being my best friend and my wife.
And though sometimes the trail was rough, we'd always make it through. Eternally, I'm grateful that God blessed me with you. The pain and hurt that life can bring is sometimes hard to bear. The tears we've shed for those we lost had left us in despair. But no matter what we face in life, it can turn out for the best. For when we put our trust in God, He'll see us through the test. Thank you.
That was Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. What a sweet love song, The Best Years of My Life. And I thought a great song to set up our interview today with Barb Whiteman. She's the director of Living Well United out of Leroy. And I think we had you on, Barb, a year or so back. It was a while. It was maybe at the beginning of COVID. And of all the timing to launch a senior center to encourage seniors to come out and be blessed and be active and involved and all the programs you had hoped at the time to launch, it was like, what? COVID restrictions, people don't want to come out. So take us a little through that journey, because now you're retired and you're all in, but God really lined it all up to have you become this director. But I think it's because you've been a faithful follower of His. He wanted to bless you, and He's really given you this ministry as an extension of Him loving through you, these seniors. So give us a little of that faith journey, and then tell us about Living Well United out of Leroy.
Okay. Boy, that's a lot. I am retired, which is exciting, after 23 years with the school system, and I am really thankful for everything I did there, which has transferred into being able to be the director of seniors. So from working with kids to working with God's older kids now, has a lot of similarities, and I am just praising the Lord. None of this is me. I am so excited He's letting me be along for the ride, though, and using anything that I'm bold enough to give Him and do for Him. And He is working just mightily. When we first started, there was a lot of doubts and fears, and we just did it afraid. And now He is just bringing person after person and blessing after blessing to us, so that we are turning around and being able to pour that out onto other people. And I just know that that's what He wants for all of our ministries. So I'm just really excited to be part of that and to be able to grow with our seniors. And then some neat things that we didn't think would come out of it is we're being able to grow some young people. We have an intern from college. We have a high schooler that's helping teach art lessons. So the Lord has brought some surprises in that I just never expected when we started on this journey.
And then what do you call that red vehicle? That's what a blessing that I think State Farm or others helped to provide, so you can pick up the seniors and do a variety of things. What do you even call that thing? It's huge.
It is. That is Clifford, the big red van.
Clifford.
The seniors named Clifford, and that was a gift from State Farm, and we are just beyond grateful for that. We used that to take loads of seniors for their COVID shots. We've used that to take individuals when they needed to go for testing. It finally got to have a fun trip to Monticello a few weeks ago, loaded with seniors. And right now, that beautiful van is on a mission trip in Alabama. So State Farm just over the top has helped us help others, and we are excited to see where Clifford's going to go.
Now, how many people can fit into that thing? I see it parked outside Living Well United out of Leroy. I mean, as you drive by, you can't miss it, but how many people fit in there?
He's so pretty, isn't he? So actually, it fits 12 because the back seat is not in it. So that way we go shopping, we have a place to put things.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's a 15-passenger van, but fits 12 very comfortably.
Well, tell us a little bit about starting Living Well United, because it was kind of an idea, a concept, a prayer. But, you know, when suddenly you have to find a location, and how's the Lord going to provide that, and this needs to be remodeled or worked on, how did God bring different people together so it is all realized and now up and running and blessing so many?
Miracle after miracle. I can't even begin to tell in a short amount of time, but we were gifted an old Casey's gas station, and we have repurposed that with the help of all volunteers, a grant from State Farm, which paid for our beautiful big bathrooms we had to have put in. And literally, miracle after miracle, as the Lord has brought people into our lives that we've been able to bless, and then they've turned around and just blessed us back. So we love our building. People walk in and remember when it was Casey's, and that is so much fun for them to see it and kind of gasp and say, wow, this is really pretty. And then my favorite thing is, it doesn't look like a Casey's at all.
Yeah.
So I had a dream for the last 9 years to have a center. It grew out of my teaching exercise class to seniors and seeing that they really needed to grow a social network, and how are we going to do that? We had rented places. We had been in the bank basement. We had, you know, done all that, but really, really wanted to up that, to give them a place that they could spend some time and not feel like we had to get up because the next person was coming to that table at the restaurant and that type of thing. So as I continued to be what I like to call persistent, some call it different things. The Casey's, after 2.5 years, gave us the closed building for the back taxes. And since then, it's just really been trying to stay focused and praying it through that, Lord, if this is what you want, I can't stop it. And if it's not what you want, I can't make it happen. And he has made it happen.
I know you've referenced or referred to miracle after miracle, and I know a few of them from the last time we talked, but like you get a Casey's and it's great that you have this property, but then you find out, oh, well, they had gas tanks underground and, you know, the EPA, this could be tens of thousands of dollars of this and that. And don't you know how God just provided and these people were able to fix this or clean up that? And then others, well, if we're going to have like a kitchen area, you need to have stainless steel and this and those kind of equipments or refrigeration or so forth are expensive. And then don't you know this is donated and this person, hey, I can install that for you. So literally you've seen God's hand in it all. But that's because you're doing a work of God. He loves ministering to the senior, to the widow, to the orphan, to those in need. And so you've been able to really touch a lot of lives. But your launching was in the midst of COVID. So walk us through a little. You have this expectation. God's brought it all together. But now what are we going to do?
So our dream was to have the seniors that had been doing this exercise class for the last 8 years to be a part of making their own center. That's what we'll do. They're active and they'll be in here painting. And so that's what we started, and COVID abruptly stopped that. So they only got to help a little bit at the very beginning. Then everything was shut down and volunteers stayed there and worked on that while our dear seniors, who it was for, weren't able to be in there with us. But we had set the date to have our grand opening July 3rd and 4th, with the spin being on Independence Day, helping our seniors be as independent as possible in our rural communities with whatever help they would need for that. And we just decided where we're going to stick to that date. So in the middle of a pandemic where people were supposed to stay inside, we went ahead and had what we call a not so grand opening, but we did open the doors. We did watch our ventilation. We did wear our masks. We, you know, had prepackaged food, where it was all the opposite of what we actually had in our mind for this grand opening.
Right.
But we continued to learn things through this time where it was a smaller group, which I think was probably better, to maybe find out better, different, more efficient ways to do everything with a smaller group, because now our numbers are starting to grow. And that's so exciting. And I'm working on the calendar, and I literally cannot fit our programming on the calendar because the font is so small, no one can read it. So we have come from, you know, having exercise each day to having a full calendar of amazing, interesting, exciting programming for all genders and all ages. Some of our classes, we have kids that come to them to learn to make a pie or to do jewelry. So we've been really open with ages. I say, if you want to hang out with cool people, we'll let you come in. even though our ages are, we say 55 and up, most of our classes are for all ages. So check out the calendar.
Now, do you have a website? Because I know I see a lot of the Facebook posts, and you're doing this in Monticello, and this group is meeting here. And I've stopped by a few different times dropping off our Prime Lifetimes papers. Thank you for allowing them to be available. But you have different classes and exercise. So take us through in just a minute or two, because I have another song I want to play, but some of the things that you're doing or providing.
Okay, yes, so you can get your Prime Life newspapers right inside our door on the front table, so always stop in for that. Oh, our programming, we have such talented instructors coming out with doing art programming. We have master gardening. We have wildflower presentations by a master naturalist, quilting, train presentation of a author that's published and did book signings. We have euchre, canasta, blood pressure checks, puzzles. A tech day where you bring your own device. We help you with that. Of course, we have bingo, always coffee. We have programming like lunch provided and then life after COVID. You know, there's things we can learn. Organize my clutter presentation, travel agent presentation. That's just the beginning of what is going on the July calendar, which is also our Christmas in July. So if you'd like to join us for Christmas dinner on the 26th, we'll be having that at 5 p.m.
Now, is there a phone number? What's the best way for some seniors to get involved? You're located in Leroy, so give them a little bit of a direction of how to get there and then how to get in touch. Do they need to call ahead? What's the best way for somebody to say, I'm excited to meet some new friends and to be involved?
Oh, yes, wonderful. So, yes, we do have a website. It is livingwellunited.org. We also have Facebook, so just Living Well United on Facebook. Phone number is 309-830-2722. You can call and ask questions. I'll answer all your questions on anything you might have. And some of the things you do need to register for, if it's a workshop where we need to put craft things together, you would need to call that number or email us at livingwellunited@gmail.com so that we could get those packets put together ahead of time. Yeah, just call and ask questions. Finding us is so easy. We are located on Route 150 in Leroy. We are the old Casey's, and it seems like everyone knows that. It's been there since 1989. So it's a pretty good marker for most people. But it's actually 209 West Washington in Leroy. But it's not just for Leroy. We love our surrounding rural communities. Please join us from all areas around Leroy.
I know if you take I-74 and you get off at the Leroy exit and head north and you kind of get into nearing the downtown, there's a four-way stop, you turn left, and I guess that's Washington. You just wind around less than a mile, half a mile or so, and you're right there, 209 West Washington. Really easy to get to from a variety of communities. And you have something going on just about every day?
So we're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so those days are jam-packed. The other days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, there's various events going on, activities. So those you just have to check the calendar for, which is on our website. There's a little button that says calendar, or if you need one mailed to you, you just give me a call at 309-830-2722, and we can put a paper copy in the mail for you. We always have paper copies right inside the door, very near to the Prime Lifetimes.
Now, you have something going on a week from this Saturday, on Saturday, July 31st, at the IGA there in Leroy. Talk about this friend raiser where people can come out and get some delicious food and support your great cause.
Yes, so I'm helping a bunch of rockin' seniors that we were just talking about that are excited to share their hospitality gifts and to provide some of the most delicious food and treats you have ever tasted. This is one gathering you don't want to miss. We have a chef that cooks pork chops to perfection, makes the most tasty hot dogs, and you can come on out for a meal. But wait, there's more. Our seniors are famous for their bake sales. find your favorite baked goodies, just like your grandma used to make. Mmm, good. And it's all happening July 31st at the IGA in Leroy, which the actual address is 200 South Chestnut. We'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and all the proceeds go to support Living Well United Senior Center. So any of the purchases that you make will bless us so that we can help bless others.
And that's what's been so special, Barb, about God's calling on your life. Not only are you loving on these seniors and helping them thrive and feel connected and honored and involved and doing all sorts of fun things, dressing up in costumes. I've followed your Facebook posts and all the things that you're doing. So it's really a needed service. It's a ministry, but now you're helping others. And so that's really good. So come on, listeners, if you want some tasty treats, whether it's some baked goodies or a pork chop grilled to perfection or some tasty hot dogs, that's all going to be happening a week from this Saturday, Saturday, July 31st at the Leroy IGA, 200 South Chestnut Street. But wait, there's more. Maybe you're a senior and you're active and you want to make some friends. You want to know about these different things that are going on at Living Well United in Leroy. Well, you can call Barb and she can talk you through the programs or the different things that are going on. So we highly recommend it. Know that Barb will love on you, her and her team. And so get involved, stay active, make some friends, and be a part of Living Well United. And maybe there's somebody that's listening in to say, I'd like to know more because we could do this in Macomb or over in Beardstown or down in Carlinville. Barb really started with a dream and a vision, and maybe God's putting that on your heart today. So thank you, Barb, for being available, and I hope a lot of people will show up on Saturday, July 31st, and other seniors will get involved. Maybe starting tomorrow or this week or this month. So, again, if you want to know more and talk to Barb, call 309-830-2722. That's 309-830-2722. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Or WLUJ.org. Well, thanks, Barb, for being available for today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone, put that date on your calendar, Saturday, July 31st, or write down and be praying for Living Well United out of Leroy. It's a great senior center that's wanting to touch your lives and keep you active, involved, blessed, and encouraged. And you can find out more by calling Barb at 309-830-2722. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.